Blog Talk Radio.
Live from St. Mary's, Ohio, on Blog Talk Radio, it's the Sports Sanitarium, your late night sports authority, with your hosts, Potter and Dan the Man.
What's going on, Sanitarium Nation? This is Potter.
And I'm Dan the Man. Welcome to Week 10 of the NFL, everybody. It's hard to believe it's Week 10 already, Potter. Seems like you wait for the season to get started, and once it gets here, it flies by. But we're in the heat of it here.
Always the case?
Yeah, it is for some reason. But, we're closing, winding down here on the back half of the season anyways. Getting in the playoff push for everybody now. It's getting down to the nitty-gritty a little bit. Only four teams on a bye this week, Potter. Baltimore, Denver, Houston, and Minnesota. So last week there were six next week. But only four this week on a bye.
And we already had a game this week, Carolina at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh just putting a mass stomping on Carolina, 52-21. Roethlisberger went off for 328. And Antonio Brown had 96 yards receiving. So Pittsburgh handling their business at home against a quality team.
Yeah, Carolina had been looking pretty good. And Pittsburgh seems like they get the ball rolling now. And I don't think it really matters if Le'Veon Bell comes back or not. Connor's been outstanding. I know he's in concussion protocol right now, I think. But Pittsburgh seems to really have gotten their shit straightened out. And they're rolling right along now.
Connor is an impressive rookie. All right, getting up to the Sanitarium picks. First game on the docket is my boy Heimer's game. New Orleans at Cincinnati. What do you think about this one?
New Orleans, man, they're going to make the big signing for Dez Bryant, and the torn Achilles out. I don't know if they really need him. They say they're worried about their wide receiver depth, but when you get Michael Thomas, I think you're set pretty good. But, that just gives Tre'Quan Smith a few more opportunities. I mean, they aren't going to use Dez that much, except for a red zone opportunity anyway, probably a big, tall receiver in the red zone. But, it kind of sucks for Dez Bryant waits all year, and he finally gets an opportunity, and then that happens. But Cincinnati, they're in the same boat, really. Well, not just – they lost A.J. Green, so –
That's a little different than losing Dez Bryant.
Right, exactly. But Tyler Boyd now has to step up. We'll see who else will step up into that role, become the number two receiver down there. Eifert was out. Azuma, tight end spot, maybe he'll step in. But Cincinnati is doing good things. That's a bigger loss to them than Bryant is to New Orleans, and they didn't have him all year long anyways. New Orleans is just really good right now. I'd like New Orleans to win this game, even though it's in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, New Orleans is the best team in the league, obviously. With the win over the Rams, they stake claim on the NFL power rankings. Cincinnati is at home, but they are missing their best player for the next few weeks, A.J. Green. So it's going to be a tough task. You're right. The Boyd has to step up. And Cincinnati's, they got a nice front seven, but their back end of their defense is a little suspect. So I think that they hold strong at home and put up a good fight. But in the end, I think Drew Brees is too good. New Orleans wins as that one.
Be interesting to see how Dalton does against the Saints secondary down his main weapon.
The Buckeyes, you mean? I'm just kidding.
Andy Dalton. Yeah, the Buckeyes.
Yeah,
New Orleans Buckeyes.
Yeah, right. The New Orleans Buckeyes.
Yep.
Five Buckeyes on that team. Moving on, New England at Tennessee. Tennessee coming off a pretty nice win. New England is feeling hot, but I don't think Tennessee's got what it takes to take down the big, bad Patriots. I got New England in this one.
And then for a while, Tennessee was a mess, man, but the Sooner got things straightened out a little bit. Vrabel going to go up and get his old team in New England. But, yeah, New England is New England, and they shouldn't have too much of a problem with Tennessee today, even though it is on the road for them. They should roll pretty easy.
Every game's a home game for New England, man. They got so many fans all over the place.
Look for a possible big game out of Gordon, finally. Gronk's going to set out, I know that.
Out of Gordon, Josh Gordon? Okay. Jacksonville at Indy. If you would have looked at this game at the beginning of the year on the schedule, you would have thought, okay, man, this is going to really have some big implications here. But Jacksonville has failed to show up this year, and Indy is rolling in that division. So I think it'll be another close game, but that defense will always show up for Jacksonville. It's their offense that's suspect, and Indy's got some nice young pieces on defense now, and Luck's coming around. I'll take Indy at home.
Yeah, Jacksonville's definitely trending down, and Indianapolis is trending up. Fournette's supposed to be back. Who knows how much he'll play, even with that committee back there, Andy Dalton and Hyde back there. And as you alluded to, Luck's been playing really good. And, I like the Colts to win this game at home for sure.
Arizona at Kansas City. Poor Arizona. They
got
to go into the best team in the AFC, and they got to go into a very tough place to play at Arrowhead, man. Patrick Mahomes and the guys are going to have a huge game. Arizona don't stand a chance. I look at least two touchdowns there, at least two touchdown win, and that's being nice.
You know, the last couple of times we've said that the team has no chance, they've made a game out of about through this. Well, I think that they did the 1 week.
Yeah.
But, Kansas City, man, at home, Arizona with a rookie quarterback, rookie wide receiver. The only bright spot is Kansas City's defense, even though they have been getting better each week here, still isn't one of the better defenses in the league. I'm trying to put it nicely. Arizona, I think will be able to score some points. I mean, everybody that Kansas City played, even though they've blown them out, because their offense is that great, has been able to move the ball and score points. You know, Cleveland scored 21 on them last week. So I think Arizona can move the ball, but, they don't have near the firepower to keep pace with Kansas City at all.
Right. Well, I just think it's not really that Kansas City's defense is that bad. I think it just like the whole thing that comes down like in the NBA where, you know, if you got a higher scoring team, you know, they're going to give up more points just because there's, you know, there's more opportunities for the other team. See what I'm saying? Because Kansas City's like a track meet, man. They're like a basketball game. They score so quick that the other team has more opportunities to score the football. So, you know, naturally their point total and their yard total is going to be higher.
Good analogy.
Kind of like a track meet. Buffalo at New York. The Jets at home against this is a game that nobody wants to watch. It's two horrible teams against each other. But, you know, Buffalo, I think they're probably still without their first-round rookie. New York still has Sam Darnold in there. They're at home. They got a good running game, good defense. All Buffalo has is a good defense. I don't know who Buffalo's starting today. Have you heard? Is it going to be Peterman?
I thought it was still Peterman. And Darnold's out for the Jets. He ain't playing.
I didn't hear that. McCown?
Yeah, he ain't
playing.
Well,
hey, I'll take McCown too, man. That boy can play.
I think it's McCown. I don't know if that's right.
What about Bridgewater? Who's Bridgewater? Play for?
I don't even know.
Might be Bridgewater. That'd be interesting. Regardless, I'll take New York at home.
This game's kind of pointless. But fantasy defense wise, maybe Potter.
Yeah.
I got the Jets defense today against Buffalo. We'll see if that streamer start backs up for me. But I'm gonna take the Jets
sure
in this game too.
I'm pretty sure I picked Buffalo for a quick fix this week because Minnesota is on a bye and I got their defense. So, Washington at Tampa. Washington at Tampa. I like Tampa in this game, Dan, man. I know Washington, you know, they've been playing good ball. I know that they lost last week, I'm pretty sure. But for the most part this year, I just like Tampa at home in this game. It's got one of them feeling games.
Yeah, I'm going that way as well. I looked at this game at first, and I was immediately going to take Washington, and I thought about it. And Washington's offense is really banged up, man. The offensive line, it is really banged up. That's going to play effect to Adrian Peterson. Chris Thompson setting out. I think they're down a wide receiver, too. We've been talking about that Mo Harris guy all week long stepping up and playing wide receiver.
Dan, the man with the injury report. Excellent.
But Tampa Bay with Fitzmagic at the helm right now, and they're at home. So, yeah, I like Tampa Bay as well in this game.
Put up a lot of yards. Los Angeles at the first of the afternoon games. Los Angeles at Oakland, usually a huge rivalry game. But Oakland, even though they're home, like we said, they're in rebuild mode. They're fire selling, you know, getting ready for Vegas. Chargers are definitely in the playoff hunt. They'll go in there and they'll win that game pretty handedly, in my opinion.
Yeah, DirecTV's given everybody a free Sunday with NFL ticket today, and I'm glad because I know I can watch this game for one reason only. I'm rolling the dice in your league, and I'm playing all of my Chargers at one time, Rivers, Tyrell Williams, and Melvin Gordon all at the same time, hoping to hit big on them because, Oakland hasn't been any good at all. They're in total rebuild mode, and Los Angeles is on a bigger mission to keep up with Kansas City and get into the playoffs, and they're playing pretty good right now. So, yeah, I like almost said San Diego. Los Angeles Chargers are going there and rolling Oakland.
Yes, sir. Miami at Green Bay. NFC North implications for the Sanitarium. Bears lost to Miami earlier this year, so maybe Miami can return the favor and get the pack, too, for us. Green Bay at home, though, at Lambeau. Miami obviously banged up. No Albert Wilson. I don't think Tannehill's back, is he?
I don't think he is.
So Osweiler again against Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to take Aaron Rodgers every time in this one.
Yeah, this, especially Miami going to cold weather. I know that, you know, come on. They don't go up there in Green Bay and play in 20-degree weather. And Aaron Rodgers at home, enough said. Green Bay will win this game.
Yes, sir. Seattle at Los Angeles, the Rams, that is. Seattle, you know, I don't think they're in the division race, but they definitely need some wins to keep up in the wild card hunt. Los Angeles is coming off their first loss of the year. They're at home. Seattle and Los Angeles have always been traditionally, even when Seattle was the powerhouse and Los Angeles was down, those games were really good anyways, and Los Angeles upset them a lot in those games. So I don't look for anything different today. I think it'll be close, maybe high-scoring affair, maybe low-scoring affair. I don't know. It's one of those games that could go either way, to be honest with you. But I think the Rams are going to get Seattle at home because they're mad that they lost, and they want to get back on a winning streak, especially with a nice divisional win.
Yeah, absolutely. So stinging from last week's first loss of the season, like you said, I think they're going to have a chip on their shoulder today. And Seattle has been playing better. Russell Wilson, especially. We'll see if he can carry him. How much he can carry him today will depend on how close they keep this game, but obviously, Los Angeles is too much. I don't know when this game.
Yeah. I just think, you know, obviously if this was just a regular game, Los Angeles in a blowout, but I feel the divisional atmosphere there. So Dallas at Philly. I got my daughter poking her nose in, sorry. The Sunday night game, Dallas at Philly. Philly with their debut, their new acquisition, Golden Tate. That'll be interesting to see. Dallas, Amari Cooper. Yeah, well, I mean, let's see what happens. But Philly at home in this one, man, you got to think.
Yeah, Carson Wentz has been playing a lot better here lately. And like you said, they had a Golden Tate. He's got a new toy to play with. And Dallas, man, Troy Aikman kind of calling out Jerry Jones this week, saying that if there isn't big organizational change, that the way Dallas is going right now, 500 team or below, isn't going to change no matter how many coaches they go through. And see if that causes any turmoil. You know how much Jerry Jones is, always has his hand in the cookie jar, so to speak. But them going into Philly at night, Philly crowd will eat this up, man. So I like Philadelphia to win this game pretty easily, actually.
Very nice, very nice. Going to the Monday night game, New York at San Francisco. San Francisco obviously going with their third quarterback this year. So I like that Kittle guy, though. He's doing a real good job catching passes for the Niners this year, but. I don't know. I mean, I think New York has a few good special skills guys, and Saquon Barkley and Odell Beckham. I think New York can maybe go in and win this one. But this is definitely one of them games that, like, this is the Monday night game everybody gets. I don't think they're very happy with that.
Yeah, no doubt. Exactly. What a stinker on a Monday night, man. What's that kid's name? Ryan Mullins?
Yeah.
Is that the,
went to the same same school Brett Favre went to.
Yeah, wearing number 4 back there, swinging around like the gunslinger Favre was. But, yeah, Kittle's a nice piece. The Giants, what do you say? Saquon Barkley's there.
Yeah, definitely have a good chance of winning that one.
I'm going to take the Giants just because somebody's got to win this game.
Right, somebody has to win it. And that leaves us with our games. I mean, we got to them pretty quick today, I think.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was a clock. I was like, holy cow.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let's go with... let's go with yours first. Atlanta at Cleveland. Your Brownies, take it away, Dana, man.
Yeah, the Browns actually didn't look that bad last week, I thought. You know, with the coaching change, offensive coordinator. They used Duke like they should use Duke last week. Chubb was heavily involved. The running backs, basically, just like I thought they would be. Just the injuries are starting to mount now, man. We got the bye next week, thank goodness. Because I think Denzel Ward left, banged up, sore hip. He's going to play today. Kirksey's out.
He is playing, man.
Ward, yes. Denzel Ward is going to play. Schobert, I think he'll be back today. He's supposed to play today, but we lost Kirksey. Collins, I don't know. I think he's playing. But I know he got dinged up a little bit, but... anyway, our secondary, especially, is where we're really hurting because Gaines is out. He was the backup to the other corner. And, yeah, secondary, I'm glad next week finally the bye. We can get rested up a little bit. The offensive line, that kid Harrison that I called out last week, I don't know. They said he had an illness, and he didn't. Actually, the week before that. But he said he had an illness. And he was sick, and they didn't play him. And the offensive line looked a lot better. Well, mysteriously, he's still listed as with an illness this week. So I don't know if he really had something going wrong, or you know, it's just one of them deals where you're not playing anymore. We're going to do this the nice way or whatever. But
yeah,
the offensive line definitely looked better. But after the game today, I think Cleveland will be able to hang with Atlanta a little bit, keep it close for a while. But eventually, I think the injuries to the Browns secondary and Atlanta's firepower with Ryan, Julio, and Ridley. Look for Telvin Colvin. He's going to have a big game against us. I think they have too much in the end for us to pull out a victory anyways. So I'm going to kind of pick Atlanta in this, even though I don't want to. But looking forward to the bye, definitely. Saw some good things last week. Hopefully they can continue to build on that this week, heading into that bye. So we can wrap up the season in a positive way.
Absolutely. And then just because you guys can't win against Atlanta doesn't mean that you can't show, you know, shot signs of growth and positive growth and all that stuff. You're right. I mean, Atlanta's got too much firepower, so that, you know, you're not going to be able to beat the Falcons today, but at the same time, you know, go out there and just give it your all. You know, you guys are, you know, going through basically a second start here in the season, you know, with Hugh Jackson gone, trying to right the ship a little bit. You definitely are moving pieces around. You know, it's going to be an uphill battle today for the Browns. I really going to be rooting for the Brownies, but at the same time, like you said, don't matter if it's a home game. Atlanta's got way too much for them. Headed on to my game, Detroit at Chicago. This is basically the second season for Chicago too. You know, you got, you know, the offense was new to Mitch and, you know, new pieces and they were just getting, you know, acquainted with each other through this first half of the season. I think there's you've seen the growth pains and the ability to make big plays, but at the same time, the inconsistencies and the interceptions and, you know, Mitch is learning along the way, but you know what, they're 5-3, they're sitting in first place. They're getting ready to do a 11-day, three game stretch, all divisional games, the Lions twice, Minnesota once. If they can come through and win these three games, they'll be in the driver's seat of this division. I like them at home against Detroit today. Mac and Robinson are returning. We might even have an Adam Sheehan signing. He's been on IR since the beginning of the year. He'll be a big red zone target for Mitch and Detroit. You know, they traded Golden Tate away. You know, they're not very good, 3-5. But I'm going to point out a quick fact about this game. Chicago's 5-3. Detroit's 3-5. But did you know that the three losses that Chicago has are to the Packers, the Patriots, and the Dolphins? And those are the three teams that Detroit has beat in their 3-5 record.
That's crazy.
So, you know, yeah. So every team Chicago's lost to, Detroit's beat. So we're going to see. But I like Chicago at home. I think they'll win it pretty handedly, probably. So, but you never know. Divisional game.
Yeah, that's all. I love the stat. That's crazy. What's the odds? But the Detroit, I don't know what's going on up there, man. Stafford usually is a viable quarterback, you know, good quarterback, especially in fantasy. But this year, man, he's having a rough year, and so are the Lions.
Yeah, they're more of a running team this year.
Yeah, they really are. They really turned to the running game a lot more with Patricia at coach now. Like you said, they got rid of Golden Tate. And the Bears have got it rolling, man. And it's getting Mac back and Robinson back, two of their huge pieces at home. I think this could be an ugly game, man. Well, you guys would probably be, now that you guys would probably be transitioning your offense more into a running feature game with Joho a little more since the weather turned a little bit, don't you think?
You would hope that Matt Nagy would be smart enough to do that. We're going to see. He's a first-year coach. He was in Kansas City, you know. So, I mean, they always pass over there. So, I mean, if he's smart with the way the field conditions and the 20-degree weather and all that stuff, he'd be smart to feed the pill to Jordan Howard a little bit more. And this will be our second straight game without Kyle Long. So, I mean, the offensive line is continuing to transition to play without their leader, Kyle Long. So, I mean, we're going to see there. Another good stat is Minnesota got 10 sacks on Detroit's offense last week. And with Matt coming back for the Bears, the pass rush is going to be fierce. So I look for them to have a big game today, front seven.
Yeah, I'd be licking their chops going after Stafford today. And that's when you guys play next. That's a Thanksgiving Day matinee game there. The noon game on Thanksgiving will be your Bears in Detroit.
Yep. We play them twice in 3 weeks. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But, Dana, man, we moved through this show real quick, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
That's about the quickest we've ever done it in.
A lot of these teams ain't even worth talking about matchups like the Buffalo, like we talked about before the show, Buffalo-New York matchup, some of these, you know, other than a few funny tidbits that we're even worth talking about.
Plus, you know, when we hit the playoffs, we'll have less games and we'll be able to go more in depth on conversation and analysis there. So that'll be fun.
Which game besides yours are you looking forward to the most today? Since we got a few minutes, I guess I'll ask you that.
Let me go back and look. What game am I looking forward to the most today besides my game?
I'd probably have to say my pick would probably have to be the New Orleans-Cincinnati game. I was going to take Los Angeles and Seattle, but I thought, well, New Orleans-Cincinnati probably has the most riding on it for, you know, playoff seeding, jockeying.
I would agree with you there. I would agree with you there. And, you know, Cincinnati's not exactly – I mean, I know they're without A.J. Green, but they're they can pull off an upset if they play well enough. I mean, I think that's an any given Sunday game. But I think New Orleans will be way too strong. But still, that'll be an interesting game to watch for sure. But, Dana Mann, other than that, we'll just cut this off a little early. It's been a good show. I hope the audience has liked our picks and agree with us. And if not, you know, fuck you. I'm just kidding. that's it for Potter. I'm gonna be signing off. Dan the Man, you have a good one. Enjoy the games today.
Yeah, you too, man. Everybody has a good NFL Sunday, real team-wise and fantasy team-wise. So until then, see you later, man.
Take it easy, Dan the Man. Take it easy, Sanitarium Nation.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, me and my buddy's podcast. Well, this is the outro music when the music's over by the Doors. You can just push it this or I wanted to keep it over there for him so we could point up at him when he's on his phone.
When the music's over.